We'll continue the discussion of Indigenous Peoples Day, just take a slightly different tack on it. It is Indigenous Peoples Day in some people's minds. It is still plain old Columbus Day in the minds of many others. So you'll find banks closed and federal offices. The mail won't get delivered today. State offices, local offices generally open in honor of the day, one way or the other. And the major question is, how do we teach this day to young people? Earlier generations of Americans, mine included, got the poem in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and all of the great exploits about the person. I think we even got the story about the fact that Columbus just wanted to see if the world was round, which apparently a lot of people did know at the time. What we didn't get in school was the stories of smallpox and genocide and slavery and more. And so these are the things that we're forced to deal with in our time now that we have greater knowledge of how we got to the world we have today. Jefferson Green is with the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs. He's involved in education and outreach, and he's our next guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Jefferson, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Can I have your full correct title? I'm not quite working with the right thing here.
No, I'm Jefferson Green. I'm the cultural liaison for Health and Human Services under the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us today. So let me start this personally. How were you taught this story growing up?
I was taught that he was a discoverer of America, yeah, an explorer of the seas.
Yeah,
and quite frankly, that he was a hero. And that if it wasn't for him, that we wouldn't have established the United States and been the founder of this continent, is how it was taught when we were young.
All right, so you got the same version of Christopher Columbus growing up that I did. And, of course, we've certainly learned a bit more nuance over the years. And how much has that changed in public schools that the majority of the public attends now? I mean, how much more of Columbus's story is told to younger kids?
You know, it wasn't until college that I had taken more studies on the Americas and the Native American history and was introduced to a lot of books that were not available in my public education, elementary, middle school, high school. And, you know, I heard stories about who he was, and those were just told by people in the community in shorts. But to get down into some of the journals of those who were with him on that exploration in 1492 and having landed in the Caribbean, and it was just mind-blowing that what history was not in our books growing up, and it wasn't until college and
Portland State University
that we really got a glimpse of what had happened. And it was just very very eye-opening, and to see that, wow, and we have a holiday for kind of like a terrorist of his time. And then in that time, too, we had just experienced, my senior year was the September 11th terrorist attacks. And then right after high school, I entered college and immediately took history classes and was just blown away about the amount of terrorism that he had inflicted on the indigenous cultures only 500 years before that.
Did you pretty much stop ever referring to it as Columbus Day from that point forward in your life?
I just kind of looked at it sideways. That how do we even celebrate such a person who had such atrocities to inflict on a new world to him and the indigenous populations at that time? And so I still had noticed that, you know, the federal employees did acknowledge Columbus Day, and I believe even in that time, college acknowledged Columbus Day. I'm not sure now. I graduated in 2008, so 10 years ago. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, so things might be a bit different now. But so as you look at this as a cultural liaison now for the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs, I mean, what is the how do you approach the story now? It's a very different approach from what you got in school growing up.
Right. Well, you know, one thing I think that it's important is that the Knights of Columbus, who had worked to get a Columbus Day established in the United States, I think their move is admirable to a sense that, you know, it's a community coming together to unite a voice to implement something into law and into acknowledgments on a nationwide basis. I mean, that's one thing. But the idol that they had chosen to implement and acknowledge is a bit hypocritical. I believe that the Knights of Columbus, that they stand for unity, purity, and helping communities and families of sorts, and that they are Catholics. But though the Catholic Bible contradicts what Christopher Columbus is and was at that time, and they pretty much idolized him. And, but to get into the sense of teaching children about Columbus Day as acknowledging that, you know, people can stand together and unite their voice to pursue something, but it's important to get history right. It's important to acknowledge that there was many, many people in the Americas North and South and Central that were predominantly just here, that they had been here since the time immemorial. And they didn't have migrant stories about having come from anywhere but the Americas. And that's still taught to a lot of children and indigenous communities throughout the nation, North and South, that our creation story happened right here in the Americas.
Right. So it's a very, nobody can be discovered when they're actually sitting right there and have been for thousands of years. We're talking to Jefferson Green here on the Jefferson Exchange, cultural liaison for the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs, and exploring the issue of Columbus Day versus Indigenous Peoples Day. Christopher Columbus, not the hero we were learning about in elementary school many years ago. You can join the conversation on the exchange. What is the appropriate way to teach the story of Christopher Columbus in our time? 800-838-3760. To get into the conversation by phone, or you can send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So there are schools on the reservation, aren't there, the Confederated Tribes?
Yes, there is.
Mm-hmm. And so how is the story taught there?
Well, I think it's just right now it's become a sliver in the education, especially on a reservation, where it is mostly acknowledged as the Indigenous Peoples Day here in Oregon. And from what I've gathered, is they say that, you know, Christopher Columbus was the first to arrive from Europe and who he was representing. And but that there was, you know, millions of people that were already here. And quite frankly, you know, they are getting acknowledging the fact that he didn't land in the upper continent of North America. He had actually landed in the Caribbean and had contact with the Arawak and the Taino tribes of that area. So it's become much of a smaller holiday, and a lot of schools still take it off. So
I just wonder about the teaching of the lessons, though, and at what age it becomes appropriate to begin to explore some of the aspects of Christopher Columbus that were not particularly savory. Christopher Columbus did not treat other human beings particularly well. He did hold them as slaves. He did treat his crew members poorly from many histories that we've had a chance to get a hold of now. And I just wonder at what age you begin pushing that greater level of detail into the minds of young people.
Well, I am certainly in support of teaching Native American history pre-contact and then to contact, mm-hmm, with explorers and even those that were lost at sea, like Christopher Columbus was, and that once he did arrive in the Caribbean, that he inflicted incredible violence upon the people, and then what took place after that. And so that aspect is probably for 7th and 8th graders and then beyond, and even more in depth in high school, I would say. But, you know, it is a part of our history, and there's got to be a point of not trying to erase, but accept and acknowledge and try to kind of rebuild ourselves as a nation from a lot of our histories that this country has endured.
That is difficult, I would think, in terms of a lot of the history was oral, and of course a lot of people died who were keeping that history.
Certainly. So, you know, our country has a lot of bloodshed on it to get to where we've gotten to today, and now we've still got a lot of issues. And so, this is where we're at today, and
And I hope that certainly learn at a younger age that there was a European person that was lost at sea and had landed in the Caribbean.
So, you know, from a biological standpoint, you know, from speaking as myself, somebody who comes from European stock originally, and the story that was told to all kinds of other people like me growing up was, hey, isn't this a great thing that this guy who was Italian convinced the leaders of Spain to let him go on a journey to the West, and he discovered the land where we live now. Isn't that great? But if you're on the land that he arrived in, or came close to, as you point out, because he didn't actually arrive on the North American continent, it set in motion this whole realm of things that is not great for people who were here. And I just wonder how this is imparted to children in school without great amounts of anger being engendered, or is that not considered a problem?
Right. You know, I mean, for, you know, and I'm not in support of making anybody angry, nor am I in support of anybody trying to make anybody into the bad guy. I'm never for, like, well, that's the bad guy. I'm never for any types of lessons on that. But just acknowledging that sometimes history can get it twisted, you know, and sometimes we're going to twist things to kind of minimize them and their impact. And sometimes a lot we think that children are too vulnerable to hear certain things, and I think they're too vulnerable to also realize that, you know, the world that we're coming up in at times has been cruel, if not today, definitely in the past, and it's just very unfortunate. And I think that we're in a unique time to be grooming a new generation of a new way of thinking, a new way of taking care of themselves, a new way of interacting with each other. That in doing that, that we start to build a generation of acknowledging that we do have a people, we do have a past, and that we've got to unite with people of all different cultures to begin generating a unique connection across generations and across nationalities and races that we can band together as a new generation within this country that does acknowledge our histories. But that we also got to unite and work together and move forward and teach a real history that is impactful across generations, past, current, and future.
So to get that real history across, how would you like to see it taught in public schools if you got to be the boss of public schools across the country? You get to be education secretary. You get to replace Betsy DeVos for a couple of days. How would you mandate the teaching of the Christopher Columbus story in American schools?
I would say that we would acknowledge that it was a holiday that was implemented back when FDR was in presidency, and that Colorado was even the first to acknowledge it, and the Knights of Columbus had first implemented the idea, and that it was an idea, and that it came into act and is now on the calendar, the Roman calendar. But that, you know, that times we don't get it right, and then right now, to be teaching kids that, you know, this is a person that was the ISIS of his time. And right now for terror to be across the world by different groups, and that he was the first of that kind, one of the first of that kind to have made it into this world. And now it is on the calendar, and it's a part of our history, you know, quite frankly. And
you said you bring in a little cell phone garble here, but you said the ISIS of his time, as in the Islamic State group.
Yeah, I mean, geez, I mean, you know, when we look at some of the things that some of the terrorist groups of the Middle East and beyond, and what they're doing to some of their own communities, and this, and Christopher Columbus was doing this in the Caribbean islands against the Arawak and the Tainos. And cutting off hands and butchering people, it's so violent, especially for elementary kids. And so, you know, I would still teach that he was an explorer. I'm not one to start erasing some of that history. There was many explorers of that time, even the Vikings, you know, and the Polynesians that were also explorers. you know, but this is Christopher Columbus being tied specifically to the European culture, you know, that we seem inclusive. What the culture that was implemented here in 1492 and thereafter, the Euro-American culture. But there was also, you know, countries that had explored the seas well before that time.
Jefferson Green, I'm sorry we're out of time. Cultural liaison at Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs. Thank you so much for joining us today.